ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
The Hillman Morning Show at WAAF. It's 8:28 on Looney Tune Tuesday. It's going to be sunny and warmer today. The temperature is going to get up to 40. We're expecting a call from the guys or one of the guys or several of the guys from Mudvayne in just a few moments. Here's the facts. Greg, you are an argumentative, hypocritical ass. You do get pissed off and hang up on your listeners. I've heard it many times. Your buddies in there can come to your defense and lie for you all they want, but you know, they know, and the listeners also know that you do.
You. I got your back every time. That's not true.
P.S. Can I have some Linkin Park tickets?
We got to give those tickets away, by the way. Yes, I am an argumentative individual, and yes, I do argue on the radio with people.
But we're missing.
That is what I'll be.
The big picture. Now we've gone off to some other tangent on like, hey, Hillman, you're a hypocrite.
Right.
You know, this all started because Mudvayne chose to say F the president.
Right.
You know, and you chose to not play Mudvayne during your show.
Right.
Now, how that gets into the whole hanging up and arguing on people and why you're a hypocrite, you're not a hypocrite. And I have your back on that and every other thing that anybody says against you.
This person who writes this fax, Donnie, who calls me Greggy, says that if every person that you've told not to listen to your show, if they don't like it, took you up on it, you'd not have a show. You can be replaced, Greggy. But I don't understand why that's true. Why? I mean, why do those people listen if...
Because they can call in and say you're a dick. It's great.
Is that what it is?
That's all I know. Lots of people out there hate me and my sports, too. Kind of fun.
I don't know.
Call in and correct me all the time.
I hate to
no,
break
all
it
that
to
dudes,
them,
all the all bastards. The friends of that guy who called in said they love you, man. And he that's represents right. 90% of the people that listen to us. So I don't think that's true, LB.
I don't know. I don't care. It's about going off. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion, and you can say what you want. And it's your show, and you can hang up on who you want. I don't care.
Well, it's really just a radio show. I mean, that's the point of the point is to have some fun and argue and discuss things.
Right.
Isn't that really the point?
That's what the point of I think living in this country is right. That you argue back and forth, and nobody has to, take action right. against you and whatnot. You won't get arrested.
I think Matt is Matt ready, Spaz? Is Matt ready? Matt from Mudvayne?
He's ready to go.
All right, Matt.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Where are you?
I am in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
We've had quite a lively debate going on the last couple days. I guess you guys heard a little bit of it yesterday.
I definitely did.
And are we accurately portraying?
Well, than him, does it? My concern is simply maintaining the dialogue that in America we have a freedom of speech.
No,
and we have freedom
Matt,
to
Matt,
our
we
happiness
all, we all
and earn
understand
a living.
That guy. Matt, we all understand you're about the freedom of speech. How about this? Tell us what you feel. Do you feel that the Iraqi people, these innocent people that may die, that voted Saddam Hussein, the guy that wanted to assassinate our former President Bush, that would love to assassinate, or I'm sure would love to kill Americans, they voted this guy in. Where do they become innocent? Or give me your thoughts on how this is all about oil. Give me use this time right here to help me understand when you say F Bush that it's about thinking about this, making your own decision about what's going on in the war. Why our troops? Why our young men and women are over in the Persian Gulf, ready to lose their lives? Well, how is Saddam Hussein number one not a freako and that wants to kill people, including his own people? And why is it that if these people are so innocent, how does this guy get elected year in and year out?
You think it's this simple? It's this simple. Like I said, I'm not interested.
Just give me an opinion, buddy. Give me something. Give me something. Give me some dirt. Give me something on the inside. I want to know what your thoughts on what's going on over there. I don't care about free speech right now. I want you to tell me about what you feel. What innocent people are dying? Which innocent Iraqis are going to die?
Are you going to start playing my music again? Or are you going to? Because you weren't interested in my opinion before, but now you want my opinion. I don't understand.
Here's another whole issue.
I don't understand that.
Here's another whole issue. I just got an email from Jim. It says, if this guy is so concerned about his livelihood, then he and his whole band should not be expressing their opinions while they perform. They're musicians.
Wow.
They're musicians.
Wow.
So they should shut up and play music.
Wow. I so appreciate that. I think that's a valuable opinion. I think that's really worthwhile. At least somebody's thinking for themselves. I don't have a problem with that at all.
So do you think then that you guys were there just to play music the other night or to express your opinions about George W. Bush?
Like I said earlier, my singer said something off stage. I am only defending my ability to earn my living. I'm playing drums. Whatever he wants to say off stage, that's his prerogative. You're going to have to talk to him about his political agenda.
Here's Danny. Danny.
Yeah.
You're on with Matt from Mudvayne.
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Good. How are you?
I just want to say that I'm actually on your side on this situation.
Thanks, man.
All Cub was doing was voicing his opinion about the subject. He made. Oh yeah, watch.
Sorry, man.
My bad.
Sorry.
Hold
sorry.
On. He said F.
Yeah, Saddam my bad, dude.
He said F. It's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was definitely bashing Hussein before that. He's in agreement with Bush when it comes to Hussein being like a terrorist and all that. But at the same time, all Cub was doing is voicing his disagreement with the war. All it's doing is violence against violence. Bush is talking about trying to keep the peace, trying to protect peace. But going to war, what's war? War is not peace. War is simply violence. It's evil against evil.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would agree with that. Violence.
That's a nice candy-coated way to think about it. But.
Here's Brian. Brian.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey. You know, I don't really want to agree with Matt or you. It's not a political issue for me. My whole thing was, like, the censorship. The reason, like, Saddam was in times was because, you know, like, if the people don't agree with him, they get censored and they suffer the repercussions. So it's either, you know, support Saddam Hussein or you pay the price. And it's sort of the same thing. I mean, I don't really agree with, you know, screaming on stage about,
sure.
you know, not supporting the president. You know, you can express your opinion,
yeah.
you know, in an intelligent manner like you do. But I kind of think you not playing his music is sort of, in a way, censorship of either say something we agree with or we're going to punish you type of thing. I mean, you could get up and say, oh, okay, we're about to play Mudvayne. I hate these guys.
That's what I'm asking for.
Whack, you know what I mean? And then play the song if people want to hear it. If nobody wanted to hear it, you know, because your job is to play, you know, pretty much what we want to hear.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I mean? And that's my whole issue. It's just...
I guess the question comes down to, are you, as an entertainer, do you just stand up and say whatever you want and no one ever has a right to express their opinion...
Right.
By not playing your music, by not purchasing your music, by not doing things that support you.
If I could,
give
an example of that, Matt, would you let Greg run on stage after your singer said that and give him time, give his opinions?
Well, like I said, everybody has their 15 minutes of fame. You can say anything you want to on the air. I respect that. I wish you would say your opinion. But to try to censor me, that's different.
Well,
we're not trying to keep anybody from having the freedom to express their opinion. That's all that we encourage with our fan base.
So if anyone
I apologize. I mean, like the fans that are calling in and say we're probably going to lose fans, I apologize. It's not our intention to hurt anybody's feelings. I mean, I'm sorry if we don't agree with you, but we've always encouraged an open relationship with our fan base that even though we might not be the same people or have the same opinions, we still respect each other and can share together and we can find things to come together on.
And so
we love the music. We love the music, and that's what we want to share.
Matt, by the way, I will defend till the end your right to express your opinion. I congratulate you guys for expressing your opinion. I personally think, however, I also have the right to express that opinion on my radio show.
Absolutely.
And say,
absolutely.
I don't want somebody who is running around saying F the president of the United States when we're about to go to war. I don't want to support that person.
And
I think I have the right to do that. That's where we disagree, really.
And the difference,
unfortunately, I find that frightening and threatening. and I would never think that I'm as big of a person as you that I have a right to control what people think about.
Well, but you did. You, hey, you did the other night, or your singer did.
Because no, your singer, yes, he wasn't trying to tell. Yes, he wasn't trying
Matt,
to tell anybody
Matt,
what to
Matt,
think.
Don't candy coat it. He sat up there in front of 8,000 people, a captive audience, and compared George Bush to Osama bin Laden. And nobody, and that's what he stood up and used that forum for, instead of just playing tunes. And you got to stand up for what
he didn't
doing.
Try to encourage anybody to overthrow the president. He didn't encourage anybody to disregard all of the soldiers or all the innocent people that are probably gonna lose their lives. He didn't encourage anything like that. He only expressed an opinion about the president. One of the things that's made this country great is questioning our leaders. We should question our leaders and make this country a great place.
Well, Matt, then will you let everybody on stage that wants to give a differing opinion during your gigs?
Dude, I never would have tried to come on your show like this if you hadn't denied me the right to play my music.
Well, this
I would never try to interfere with your show. I would love you to have the freedom to express your opinion on your show, but I think you took it too far by not playing our songs anymore. That's not the same thing.
But it's different.
And I'm not trying to tell you on the air to say that you don't like my band. Please do. Have these open dialogues. This is a great positive thing. This is what America's about. But trying to censor what the people have the freedom to listen to is not the same thing.
But like your show, you have control of the situation on stage. It's your show. And this is the same thing here with Greg, who is the host of the show. He decides content just like you decide content when you go out on stage. Now, if somebody wanted to jump on stage and
you're equating me, us being on stage and voicing our opinion, to be the same thing as firing him from his job? We're not trying to take away his right say whatever he wants to on his program.
Who's getting fired? Or who got fired?
Being fired by my music not being played on the radio.
Yeah, your music's not being played during the Hillman Morning Show.
Yeah, but that's important to me. I want to be played.
Well, yeah, but that's what happens when you get on stage and say F. Bush and the guy has a morning show the next day.
Right.
You're a bigger man than me then. I mean,
don't make this whether I'm bigger or not. It's about repercussions from things that are said. You know what? You know, sometimes when you get up and say stuff in front of the masses, some people don't like it, and you have to be held accountable, and there are repercussions. And this
you're
one
violating,
is,
and you're this, violating power.
No.
You're violating power.
You know what? It's not. You're making, you just throw the big words out there, throw the un-American, throw the freedom of speech crap out there. You know what this is, bud? This is you pissed off a guy who believes in American soldiers and what's happening over there. And because you said F. Bush and compared him to Saddam Hussein he's a little pissed off, and you're taking the heat.
No, you're violating. You're just
a guy that wants to be able to go on stage and say F everybody whenever he wants, and then walk away with his wiping his hands, going, "Hey, I'm having a great day. How much money did we make at the show?" You know, I love that you're coming on the show. This is great. I think it's great that you're on here. I think, you know, I say you're allowed to say F Bush. I have no problem with you guys saying anything you want, but you guys have to know that if you say F Bush sometime, somewhere, somehow something might happen that you won't like, and that's the way it goes. And you're allowed to call in today and say it's un-American, freedom of speech.
Like I asked earlier, I'm going to ask you for a favor again. Please play my music. Please don't stop playing my music. I would never do this to anybody else. And this is something that Mudvayne has always talked about.
We'll ask for the favor back. Don't say F. Bush anymore.
At all?
Yeah.
Anymore?
Don't say F. Bush. That'll be a good trade
on stage.
So
on
you
want
to try? You're trying to. And then I'm going to ask you if you'll say on the air only what I want you to say. I'm not telling you what to say on the air. Why do you want to control what I say?
I'm just asking a favor. One time. At one show. Just give me one show. After one show, you can say F. Bush for the rest of the year.
Hold on.
But you know
I
just
want to... No,
as a favor
like
to me, and as a favor to the young men and women that are going to war, that are going to kick Saddam's ass and keep us safe for another, you know... amount of time until another freak terrorist wants to try and kill Americans.
So wait, you're saying you're going to start playing our music again.
It's
and
LB,
you're not
it's LB
say,
by
you're
the
not
way.
Say,
Maddie,
what's that?
It's LB.
That's LB.
You know, I don't
dictate, have any say in
I don't really have a lot to say,
anyway.
But I'm just asking a favor.
So you're just making fun of me of what you're doing right now.
I'm taking you seriously. That's Maddie. I'm giving you the exact same thing you're asking Greg. You're saying, as a favor. You know, in one sentence, you're saying, hey, guys, you know, we want you to be able to say whatever you want, do whatever you want. And in the next thing, you're like, okay, just as a favor to me, please.
play our CD.
Well, so you're making fun of me. I'm taking you seriously. You're making fun of me. That's
no,
not
I just
cruel,
said it
dude.
One show. LB, what, LB one is show. Just, don't say F. Bush.
He's being hypothetical. But
exactly.
Matt, let me ask you a question.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question, Matt. Do you consider the fact that standing up there as a band or as a singer or whatever and saying F. Bush might prevent people from purchasing your CDs?
Yeah, it's a definite possibility.
But do you feel strongly enough about your opinion that you're willing to risk that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So why do you care then about what we do or what we don't do? Because you guys said it, and you're worried about the money you're going to make or not make if we don't play your song or whatever. Don't worry about it. You stood up. You made an opinion. It may affect you a little bit on this morning show. It's not affecting you on the rest of the station. And, you know, that's it. It's not – you believe in what you guys said. You believe F the President of the United States. So now there's a little repercussion, and it's – you know, you feel strongly about what you're doing. So don't worry about it.
That's cool. I can understand that. I appreciate you saying so. But do you think it's the same thing that a fan decides on their own, makes their own decision not to support my band anymore, is the same thing as you controlling what thousands of people can hear or think about or have access to?
We don't have thousands of listeners anyway. Don't worry about it.
And Greg took calls from listeners to ask their opinion of what they thought about, you know, whether we should play your music or not. It's not like we just said, that's it. We're not playing your music
That's
anymore.
Why I asked the question if you would let people come on stage during your show and give an opposing view, because we've been doing it for 2 days now about this subject.
Like I said, we're not trying to tell anybody what they can think. We're not trying to tell anybody that they can't, just disagree with us. We're just trying to give everybody the right to have their freedom to express themselves and earn a living, which is what I'm trying to do, which is what you're taking away from me. It's not the same thing. I'm not coming on your program and telling you what to think about my band. Right. I'm not doing that. And I don't have a problem with you not liking my band or not agreeing with my opinion.
Right.
I think that's fine. But what I'm disagreeing with is taking us out of rotation on the program. That's the problem that I have. I don't have a problem with you not liking me or my band or our opinions. That's fine. I mean, that's whatever.
I guess my view
is... I don't want to control what you say on the air.
No, I understand that. And I guess the small difference that we really have is, does my not liking the way your lead singer chose to express himself, do I have the right then to not play the music because of that? Yeah. Or do I have some sort of obligation to you so that you can make your money to play your music?
Well, I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about being able to communicate with my fan base.
Oh, all right.
I never said anything about your
livelihood or whatever.
Yeah, a livelihood, which is about being able to communicate with our fans.
Oh, you got a website or something.
Okay, cool. I guess we've got some fans left, right?
I think you probably do. I mean, I there may be more people who agree with you than were offended by that the other night. It's certainly a possibility. Maybe I am making a mistake for my ratings by not playing your music, but I'm perfectly willing to take that risk.
Could he at least next time say, F. Saddam Hussein, F. Osama bin Laden, F. President Bush? And what I mean by that specifically is, just so we don't get taken the wrong way, we didn't deserve 9/11, but...
I guess ultimately what I'm asking and what I'm afraid of is I think you're abusing power by trying to control what people are thinking about. That frightens me. That scares
me. And you know what? I think you guys are abusing power by standing up there in front of 8,000 fans and telling them F the president.
We're not trying to censor anyone.
No, but you're trying to tell these people who love you and support you that George Bush is a terrorist. I mean,
you left it open to opinion because it could have been interpreted however anybody wanted because you threw it in there the way you did.
It's the same exact thing. It's the same. You guys are abusing your power on the stage way.
If you really believe that, then I apologize to you. My band definitely apologizes to you. We apologize to all the armed forces. We apologize to all of our fan base. We apologize to all the 8,000 people that were at the Sangha Center that saw us. I apologize. That is not our intention. That is not what we're trying to do. All we're trying to do is encourage people to think for themselves and question their leaders. Now, maybe we're being a little bit extreme, just like I think you're being a little bit extreme by pulling us out of rotation. Maybe we need, and I appreciate the follow-up from this because it does. There are repercussions. This helps me think about the fallout from what we do and from what we say. That's an important thing. As a band, we need to know that, and I appreciate that.
I just want to say one thing. The show rocked at the Sangas.
I appreciate
the
that.
The music portion of it, LB
it was
liked.
Great.
LB liked. All right.
You know what? I will say this much. You know what? I'm on the air as the drummer in the band. I'm not a voice in the band, and I never make political statements myself in interviews. I never say anything politically.
Yeah.
It's not my place, and I don't really. I honestly, and I maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot. I don't feel necessarily that I have a valuable. My value is making music and doing my art, and I agree with you, like somebody said earlier.
Yeah.
My singer does make these opinions, but for me to be on the air, I think it's really important to continue an open dialogue and to be able to communicate with our fans. That's the most important thing to me.
Okay.
And maybe it is important for us to think about the way that we're, you know, communicating with our fan base. Maybe the extremity of the way that we're communicating is dangerous, or, you know, maybe people can take it out of context or misunderstand it. That is a dangerous thing, and I apologize for that.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you calling in this morning. I support 100% your right to your opinion, and that's why we were very excited that you were going to come on and that you guys heard the show. And I will think about what we're going to do as far as the
as far as the
music is concerned.
That's all I can ask for. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What was that gesture, LB?
Dude, like, this is like hands reaching out across America. Like,
yeah.
Glad hand. We're shaking hands.
Or at least across Connecticut.
Yeah. All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, can you hang on? We'd like to talk to you again, maybe.
All right.
Hang on. Very interesting. There's a million people. I know, Spaz. Spaz is saying we must go to commercials. There are a million people on hold. I ask each and every single one of you to hang on and express your opinions here on the Hillman Morning Show.
And now, another sexual preference threatening episode of Man Town with Clint Eastwood as Greg Hill and Jack Palance and John Wayne as the neighbors. Today's episode, Thong is right.
Yeah, I gotta tell ya, this is the weirdest thing we've ever done, partner.
Will you knock it off? We have to do it. For the marketing people.
This is embarrassing, buddy. Three grown men in a basement with thongs on.
It's not just any thong, boys. It's the Mantown thong. Now available on the WAAF website at WAAF.com. While supplies last. And look, it fits tightly in all the right places.
The new WAAF Mantown thong. Available in small, medium, and heavy hottie.
Greg, did you forget I had a garden club meeting today?
Perfectly normal.
It's a commercial for the Mantown thong. Would you believe that?
Yeah, honey.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
The new WAAF Mantown thong, available exclusively at WAAF.com.
Dear God, thank you for excluding me from this episode.
When it's time for new work boots, Bob Stores wants you guys who really work for a living to know that you have come to the right place to take care of your feet. Bob's carries the best selection of brand name work boots. Brands like Georgia Boot. Georgia Boot is known for making durable, comfortable boots designed for the job at hand. Whether you need a work boot with a steel toe, Gore-Tex to keep your feet dry, or Thinsulate to keep your feet toasty warm on those bitter cold days, Bob's and Georgia Boot has the boot selection for you. So right now is the perfect time to check out Bob's assortment of Georgia Boots. If you want real brands at real great prices, go to Bob's Stores for your Georgia boots. Call 1-800-333-1050. That's 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob's Stores nearest you. Bob's Stores, real casual, real brands like Georgia Boot at real great prices.
And now Coors Light would like to spread a little love to all you guys out there.
Football on TV, shots of Gina Lee, hanging with my friends and twins.
Wouldn't you love a cold one about now? Coors Light. Cold. Down. Easy. Rock on. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Next time you buy beer, pick up some Coors Light and taste the cold, crisp, refreshing difference.
When Paul decided to drive cross-country with his brother Ed, he knew his mom would miss them. So Paul signed up for the M-Life National Plan from AT&T Wireless.
But Mom, tell him it's my turn to drive.
Because right now, you can get unlimited night and weekend minutes and up to 550 anytime minutes. Plus, nationwide long distance with no roaming charges, all from the National Home Service Area, and all for $39.99 a month. For Paul's mom, It's like they never left.
But, Mom, he didn't snore when we were kids.
That's M-Life, your mobile life made better by AT&T Wireless. Hurry in today and get unlimited night and weekend minutes while this offer lasts. Right now, get a free Nokia 3590 phone after $100 mail-in rebate. Visit our store, our website, or call 1-888-MY-M-LIFE today.
Limited time offer. Sales tax applies. Original phone price of $99.99. Credit approval, $36 activation fee and annual contract required. Geographic limitations, device compatibility, $1.75 monthly regulatory programs fee and other charges and restrictions apply.
American Idol fans, only AT&T Wireless lets you text, message, or vote for your favorite American Idol. Find out more at idolonfox.com.
Okay, I am an adult. All right, I wear ties, I do my taxes, watch the 6 o'clock news, but sometimes my idea of a perfect dinner is a bowl of Cocoa Puffs. Cereal for dinner, a childhood regression, or is it just that it's easy and yummy? I mean, anyone who says, I never have cereal for dinner, is lying. Right now, at Cumberland Farms, select sizes of your favorite General Mills cereal are just 2 boxes for $5. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Trix, Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Cocoa Puffs, and Lucky Charms. And naturally, Cumbies has the Dairy Fresh milk to complete the meal. Cumberland Farms always has the milk size and kind to suit everyone. A gallon of 1% is just $1.99. So, be 11 again. Make supper cereal. Grab 2 boxes of your favorite General Mills cereal at Cumberland Farms for just $5. And if it'll make you feel any more grown up, you can eat it while watching the 6 o'clock news and doing your taxes.
Cumberland Farms!
I tell you, we're so lucky to be working here. If you have a rough day going on, you could just put the phone down and just come on out here. It's like a one-day vacation. This sure is living, huh?
The one-day vacation is truly a Wachusett phenomenon. You can get here in the morning, do your skiing, get home, and you don't have that three-hour drive looming over your head the whole day when you're skiing.
I don't get out enough, and when I get out, it's like a whole different attitude. I feel like for the whole rest of the day, you're just all fired up.
When you're at Wachusett, you feel like you could be anywhere in the great Northeast.
Buy a half-day ticket. You can get so much skiing in a midweek like this. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, I think we're the only guys around that have a morning half-day, aren't we?
All it takes is 2 hours, and it feels like you're totally rejuvenated. So come on out, drop everything, you owe it to yourself.
Before my husband and I got RCN dial-up, our internet connection was very, very slow.
We couldn't get calls while surfing.
And if something went wrong, oftentimes we had no one to help us.
So we switched to RCN dial-up.
Thanks to RCN's V92 technology, we enjoy faster download and connection speeds.
Hello?
We make and receive calls and faxes while online.
Can help anytime with 24-hour free customer support.
And surf as much as we want with unlimited usage.
All for $13.55 a month.
That's much less than AOL or MSN.
Sign up now to get all the incredible benefits of RCN dial-up and pay as low as $13.55 a month for a year. Call 1-800-RING-RCN or visit RCN.com today. RCN, the right choice for cable TV, phone, and internet. Offer expires March 31st, 2003 for first-time customers only. V92 is available in limited areas. One-year prepaid plan required. Total amount billed in first month of service. Standard monthly rate applies thereafter. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, great gig tonight.
Yeah.
Where's the after party?
Yeah, they said it would be all set up in our dressing room.
Hey, no deli tray? That's it. I quit.
Who's there?
It's Candy from Daddy's Junkie Music. Good gig tonight, guys. It was, audible. By the way, how's your new gear working out?
Hey, Candy. Yeah, the gear from Daddy's is great, but our drummer just quit.
Again? Shocking.
Hey, Daddy's helped us get new gear. Maybe you can help us find a new drummer.
As a matter of fact, we can. Just come to Musicians Network Night at Daddy's newest location in Burlington, Mass. on March 12th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hey, Musicians Network Night. What's that?
That's where bands and players looking for each other hang out and network. We even have a stage set up with the latest gear from Promark, Tama, and Ibanez, so you can jam right there. Plus, Carmelita and WAAF will be there.
Hey, right on. Cool.
Come to Musicians Network Night Wednesday, March 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Daddy's, 47 Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington. Visit daddy's.com for more information.
Daddy's, when you're ready to rock.
I usually play the guy in the crowd on the cell phone.
Kevin Schuster, movie extra.
We film late at night, sometimes for hours. So I actually talk on my cell phone. A lot.
Kevin Schuster, method acting movie extra.
Fortunately, Kevin chose a great singular plan that gives him 5,200 minutes, so he can immerse himself in whatever role he's playing.
Move over, Hollywood. Here comes Kevin Schuster.
At Singular, we realize that everyone has different needs. That's why we have so many different wireless plans, so we can help you find the plan that's right for you. Kevin chose a 5,200-minute home plan for just $24.99. That's 5,000 night and weekend minutes and 200 anytime minutes.
I call it the Kevin Schuster Good Dialogue Plan.
And right now, we'll waive the activation fee on plans starting at $24.99 with a two-year service agreement. Plus, get a Nokia 1261 phone free with a $30 mail-in rebate. It's the hottest new Nokia. Visit Singular.com or stop by your Singular store. Singular fits you best. Some restrictions and other monthly charges apply. Service subject to credit approval. Two-year agreement required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Greg Hill on 107.3 WAAF.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday
on aircheck.com.